Journey to Jerusalem, Acts 20, verse 2 to 21, 16. Paul went through northern Greece, encouraging the communities of Jesus to stand firm in their faithfulness to the Lord. Then he headed to southern Greece for 3 months. When he was about to return to Syrian Antioch, the Israelites devoted to the Jerusalem temple started plotting to kill him. Discovering the plot, Paul changed course and went back to Philippi in northern Greece, where I, the author, rejoined him. Sopater from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Tychicus and Trophimus from Western Asia Minor, and Timothy had traveled with Paul to Philippi. This group of 7 men continued on alone to Troas, where they waited for the rest of us to join them. After Paul celebrated the festival of the unyeast and bread and the Passover in 58 AD in Philippi, the rest of us traveled with him for 5 days to Troas, where we reunited with the other group and then stayed for 7 days. As the new week began at sundown on Saturday, we gathered to share a meal and break bread in remembrance of Jesus' resurrection. Paul was teaching the apprentices in Troas one last time since he was going to leave the next day. Paul kept teaching all night since there were adequate lamps in the highest room where we had gathered. But at midnight, a young man named Eutychus, meaning fortunate, was sitting in the window, and Paul's teachings about Jesus caused him to start falling into a deep sleep. After the words put Eutychus to sleep, he fell down from the third story and died. Paul ran down and embraced Eutychus, saying, "Do not be disturbed. There is life still in him." So they went back upstairs, shared bread together, and Paul kept teaching them about Jesus until dawn. They were all deeply encouraged because the teachings of Jesus had killed Eutychus, but then had brought him back to new life. At dawn, we headed to the boat and sailed a small distance south to Assos. There, we waited to pick up Paul, for he had gone ahead on foot in order to be alone in prayer. When Paul joined us in Assos, we picked him up and headed south to Mytilene. On the next day, we sailed south to Chios, and then the next day, after, we headed southeast to Samos and Miletus. Paul decided to sail past Ephesus on the western coast of Asia Minor so as not to be delayed there. He was trying to get to Jerusalem, if he was able, for the festival of Pentecost in 58 AD, the 25th anniversary of the pouring out of the Creator's Spirit. So from Miletus, Paul summoned the elders from Jesus' community in Ephesus. When they came to him, Paul said to them, "From the first day that I came into your land, you yourselves have observed how I lived during that whole time with you. I was a poor and lowly servant for the Lord Jesus. My life was filled with tears as the Israelites, who are devoted to the Jerusalem temple, constantly plotted against me. I held back nothing as I trained you in the way of Jesus in your homes and in public places. I was a living witness to the Creator's new way of thinking and living by trust in our Lord Jesus. I was a witness to all people, regardless of nationality or culture. Now look, the Creator's Spirit compels me to go to Jerusalem. I do not know exactly what lies ahead of me there. I only know that the Creator's Spirit is warning me that I will find imprisonment and suffering in that city. I have let go of my dreams and plans for my life, and now my only purpose is to faithfully complete the course and service that the Lord Jesus has called me to be a living witness to the gospel of the Creator's rule and His abundant generosity for His creation. Now look, I poured out my life teaching you about the Creator's rule, but you will not see my face again. Therefore know that I have no blood on my hands, for I did not hold back in any way from boldly teaching you the full, hard truth of the Creator. So be attentive to yourselves and to Jesus' community around you. The Creator's Spirit has placed you as caretakers and shepherds of His community in Ephesus. He will watch over you and is keeping you safe through your bond with Jesus. I sense that opportunistic and greedy wolves will come in among you after I leave, trying to destroy your community. Men will stand up from among you, teaching distorted truths in order to get the apprentices to follow them. Therefore, stay awake every day and night. Remember what I taught you for 3 years as I shed my tears for you. Now I am placing and entrusting you into the Father's hands, into His generous teachings, which are able to transform you, build you up, and give you the fullness of His inheritance. You saw how I lived and how I wanted nothing, no money or clothes. You yourselves know that my own hands worked to support my needs and those with me. I showed you the full truth of the way of Jesus. It is necessary to work and support those who are in need. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Himself. It is more privilege to give than to receive. After saying this, Paul kneeled with all of them and prayed. With tears in his eyes, they all hugged and embraced Paul. They were especially distressed that they would never see him again. Following their goodbyes, they sent Paul back to the boat. After leaving them, we headed south to Kos. Then, on the next day, we headed southeast to Rhodes and then east to Patara. After finding a boat heading to Tyre, we boarded it and sailed southeast. After the island of Cyprus appeared on the left, we headed east to Tyre, which was the destination for the ship's cargo. After finding the apprentices of Jesus there, we stayed with them in Tyre for 7 days. During that week, the apprentices were led by the Creator Spirit to test Paul's faith, saying, "Do not go into Jerusalem!" When the week ended, we sent everyone, with women and children ahead of us, to the beach, where we kneeled and prayed together. After embracing and hugging each other, we got into the boat and the apprentices returned to Tyre. The boat took us south to Ptolemais, where we embraced the brothers and stayed with them one day. The next day, we headed south to Caesarea, where we stayed in the house of Philip, who was a teacher of the gospel and had been set aside as one of the seven with Stephen. Philip had 4 daughters who were prophets and spoke the truth of the Creator. While we were staying in Caesarea for many days, the prophet Agabus, who had foretold the famine in 44 AD, arrived from Jerusalem. He came to us, found Paul's belt, and then used it to tie up his own feet and hands. Then he said, "The Creator Spirit is saying this. This belt belongs to the man who will be tied up like this in Jerusalem and will be given over to the judgment of the nations." When we heard this, we all began begging Paul to change his mind and not go to Jerusalem. Paul responded, "What are you doing? Why are you weeping, breaking my heart, and trying to change the Lord's path for me? Not only am I ready to be chained and imprisoned, I am ready to die in Jerusalem on behalf of the way of the Lord Jesus." Since Paul would not be persuaded by us, we stopped our begging and said, "Let the Lord's will be done." After our days in Caesarea, we packed up and headed south to Jerusalem. Some of the apprentices from Caesarea also came with us and took us to stay as guests in the house of Mnason from Cyprus, who had been an apprentice of Jesus from the beginning.